Washburn, St. Helena, California, February 4, 1908. Elder Washburn, Nashville, Tennessee. Dear Brother, about a week ago I received a letter from J.E. White and one from you, and during the last few days I have received letters that speak of the work which you think to undertake. Some time ago, I had light that you should become acquainted with the work that is being done by the large educational institutions for the colored people in Nashville. When the work was first opened in Nashville, I was deeply anxious that our workers should become familiar with the workings of these schools, and that they should make special efforts to become acquainted with the teachers and learn from them their methods of working. Again and again, I have been instructed that some of our youth should be encouraged to attend these schools and exert an influence for the truth as they mingle with the students and teachers in their classes. I still urge that this be done. I have repeatedly stated that one of the reasons that we were led to select Nashville as a suitable center for our work in the South was because of the location of the large schools there for the colored people. As our brethren become acquainted with the methods of work in these colored schools, they will learn much regarding how to sow successfully the seeds of truth in the hearts of these people. This was clearly presented to me when we first entered the city of Nashville. Some of those in the Madison School should keep always the object in view of learning the best methods of educating the colored people. There should be a blending together of interests and an effort in every possible way that we may become acquainted with the methods of instruction which have been found most successful. I have been shown that we should obtain all the knowledge possible of the best ways to conduct schools for the colored people, for we are to start schools in many places in the South. It is our duty to educate medical missionaries to become teachers of the colored people. This work should be begun at once, for the time is short in which we shall be able to work. It should have been in operation long ago. The urgency of opening new fields in the South and the importance of doing it now is continually being placed before me. We are instructed that the truth must go forth as a lamp that burneth. Let not your mind become obscured, but let it respond willingly to the will of God. The Holy Spirit is waiting to accomplish a great and good work for the cities of the South through God's faithful servants. If it is appointed that you be called to this work, do your best in the name of the Lord. We need to watch unto prayer and to make straight paths for our feet and for the feet of others. The cities of the South have been neglected long enough. They must now receive a knowledge of the truth for this time, and this knowledge is to come through the faithfulness of God's servants. I have a deep interest in these souls to whom you shall open the word of truth. If there is a special call for ministerial work to be done in Memphis, I advise you to take right hold of it and see what can be done with the helpers who may be selected. For years, the Lord has been pointing out that this work should be done. It would not be consistent to neglect this call. May the Lord help you to step in where you are most needed. If this is the voice of the conference, step in the name of the Lord, using all your ingenuity to make the effort a great success. Of course, there will be others to help you. There should not at this time be an urgent call made for the erection of a school for colored people in Nashville. I learn that Brother Staines has purchased land a few miles from Nashville and is establishing a school there where colored people may be educated. This must be taken into consideration in all our plans. I cannot write you more at this time, as I wish to get this letter into the mail. We have with us a brother and sister Hare from Avondale, Australia. Brother Hare is desirous of having a part in ministerial work. He was with us in the building up of the Avondale School and Health Retreat, and has served for the past 2 years as manager of the health food work at Avondale. He does not desire to have his mind engrossed altogether in the health food business, but wishes to give some time to teaching the Word. He is a man who, I believe, could help you in the South. I have advised Brother Hare to go to Madison, and as a worker there, he can be a help to you. We want him to be where he can advise in the work and have a part in ministerial work. I think he will be on his way shortly if he decides to go to Madison.